Hey everybody, welcome to our morning devotions. Today's passage is from 3 John, similar to 2 John. 3 John is just one chapter, just nice and simple. And so let me read this for us, and I'll share some thoughts for our devotion today. So this is 3 John. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testify to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers, and also stops those who want to, and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received the good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends each by name. Amen. Similar to 2 John, if you read that yesterday, this letter that John wrote is sent to a particular individual. But of course, I think you can understand it as something to be read by a congregation. And so this particular letter was written to this man named Gaius. And again, just to be clear, the John who is writing this is the Apostle John, one of Jesus's original 12 disciples. And so John is addressing this man, Gaius, who appears to be a leader of sorts in a local church congregation. And in this letter, we see a juxtaposition between Gaius and then another guy named Diotrephes. Both appear to be members of this congregation that John is writing to. But while Gaius is commended by John, Diotrephes is not. He's actually called out for wrongdoing. John commends Gaius for putting in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are. And what he means by that is that it seems that Gaius has worked hard for fellow believers in that even though they may be strangers to him, people he doesn't know personally, he's committed to them, to welcome them and to love them. It's to the point where these brothers, again, these strangers, and to be clear here, when it says brothers, it likely includes both brothers and sisters. So these people, strangers as they were, they've actually testified to the church of Gaius's love. We know really little about this Gaius, but what we do know is that he has given lovingly and sacrificially to fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Meanwhile, Diotrephes is rebuked. In fact, he's straight up described as someone who likes to put himself first. I'm just taking that straight from scripture. John seems to have heard reports that this man, Diotrephes, has not acknowledged the authority of John and other leaders, even talking wicked nonsense against them, which is not just John sounding like a Bostonian by saying that, but what he means is that they're slandering them, that Diotrephes is slandering John and the other leaders. And then, not only that, but he goes a step further, and he refuses to welcome the brothers. We can't say for certain, because again, we don't have names or even like an idea of who these brothers and sisters are, but I think it's safe to say that the implication here is that these are the same brothers and sisters that Gaius welcomed and served. So while Gaius has shown love to these brothers and sisters, to these strangers, Diotrephes has actually rejected them, and that's part of what John is calling him out for. In a way, you could summarize the difference between Gaius and Diotrephes as one who is willing to love while the other is not. If we want to be more precise, it's that one is willing to love and welcome strangers, other brothers and sisters in Christ, while the other isn't. Or to put that another way, is that one showed hospitality and the other didn't. Where am I getting this from? Well, when we think about hospitality, you probably think about food. You might think of cooking a hearty homemade meal or maybe catering services in the hospitality industry. We might think of the food that's served after Sunday service. We consider that hospitality. And all of that makes sense. It's commonly understood in these ways. But the thing is, hospitality, in the way that the scriptures writers use it, isn't primarily about food, but about loving and welcoming the stranger. The Greek word for hospitality is the word philoxenia. Philoxenia. And this word consists of two parts that you may be familiar with. It's kind of like a conjunction of sorts. That first part, philo, means love. You might think of the word like Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. So philo is love. And then xenia means stranger. A word that you might be more familiar with that has that root is xenophobia, for example, the dislike or even hatred of foreigners or strangers. So again, hospitality is this word philoxenia, having love and stranger. And so from this, we can see that as great as it is to welcome people into your home and create a warm, comfortable environment for them, according to what we see in scripture, that's actually not technically hospitality if those people are your friends. Nothing wrong with welcoming people and your friends in and providing them with different things. That's great. But technically, you could argue that that's actually not hospitality. Hospitality is if you do those same things, welcoming people in, providing for them, caring for them, allowing them to be seen and known, if you do all those things with strangers, or at the very least, acquaintances, people that you don't know very well, that you maybe wouldn't necessarily automatically consider doing this with. So going back to Gaius and Diotrephes, John commends Gaius ultimately for his hospitality. He's welcomed in these brothers and sisters who are strangers to them. Maybe they were visitors. Maybe they were other believers just traveling through. Well, Gaius welcomed them in. He invited them. And it was to the point where they commended, they talked about, they praised Gaius for his hospitality and his love. But on the other hand, this guy Diotrephes is called out for his lack of hospitality. We see that he actually not only wasn't welcoming to the brothers, but wanted to stop those who wanted to welcome these brothers, these visitors, these strangers. Diotrephes is called out for his self-centeredness. He wants to put himself first. So I think based on this, we can see how we're supposed to live, that we ought to be more like Gaius, where we're welcoming and loving those around us, regardless of who they are, even if they are strangers to us. But knowing this, let's take a moment to examine our lives. Are we living lives of hospitality? Or are we showing what we might consider to be love only to those we want to show love to? Only to people we already know or have a vested interest in? Again, as you can probably tell from the passage, the way of Jesus, the way of actual love, is to show love to all, including the stranger. To be clear, showing hospitality doesn't mean you have to invite someone into your home, especially just right from the start. On a baseline level, it means opening yourself up to them. So for example, it can look like having a meaningful conversation with a classmate or a coworker that you just don't know at this point. Or stopping to have a conversation with a homeless person rather than ignoring them, maybe even buying them a meal. Or it could also include getting to know your neighbor. And by that, I mean your literal neighbor, the person that lives next to you, across from you, and getting to know them beyond the simple wave and hello. Of course, we want to go even further than this. We want to be able to share our lives, maybe even be able to invite them into our homes. But regardless of exactly how it looks like, especially at the start, we want to show hospitality, show love to all, including those whom we don't know just yet. And so even taking these small steps is a great place to start. Today, let's take some time to examine our hearts and the way that we live our lives. Again, are we just living in such a way where we're loving those whom we already know and interact with? Or are we open to showing hospitality, showing love and welcoming in those who we don't know? If you're more on that second category, let's consider how we can grow in hospitality and through that, model the love of Christ, who loved and received all. Let me pray for us to wrap us up. Lord, you know, it's not explicitly written here, but we thank you that we have been shown radical hospitality. We know in your scriptures that it says that we were once enemies of God, strangers and aliens, but yet you called us your own. Jesus, you came and you made a way for us to be with you. We were received by you. And Lord, it's out of this love that we have received that we are able to love others, including people who are strangers to us at this point in our lives. God, we know that, I know that it's sometimes hard. It's hard for us to take these steps, to step out and receive and welcome in those who we don't know just yet. Maybe we're shy or afraid or all sorts of other thoughts. But Lord, again, remind us of your love for us and show us, give us the power, give us what we need to welcome in and love those around us, Lord. Help us to be people of hospitality so that, God, your love may be exemplified, that we might do what is good rather than what is evil. So thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. I pray that you would just continue to speak to us throughout the rest of our day today. We love you, God, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As always, thanks for joining us in our morning devotions. Just as a heads up, on Monday, if you're listening to this on the Friday when it's released, on Monday, we're actually going to be starting our final quarter of our year-long Bible reading plan. If you've been reading with us, you're just in the last stretch, basically. So I just want to encourage you to keep on going, and we'll be starting a new book on Monday. So join us then, and have a good rest of your day.